Hello, this is Emmy. I am back with the Growth Podcast, and it's great to hear that you are listening, despite the fact that I only started this a few days ago and I haven't even promoted it or said I'm doing it. So to Anika, who sent me a lovely email to say thank you, it is really, really good to get that feedback, and I appreciate it. And today, before I talk about today, which is about brimming with ideas and how ideas can be overwhelming, and I know any founders and any entrepreneurs, that is one of our big problems. We're overrun with ideas. Before I talk about that, I just wanted to say, I know, given what I was talking about yesterday, perfectionism, that this podcast in its current state is a long way from what I want it to be. There's no intro, there's no outro, there's no music. I'm going to sort all that out. I just want to do what I promised myself I'd do, which is to show up every day, and I will come round to doing all the trimmings on the podcast. So if you're listening to this and thinking, God, there's no intro, there's no outro, it all sounds a bit basic, it is basic, but it's me just getting out there and doing what I promised myself I'd do, which is a daily podcast. And today I am going to talk about the thing that I know is so relevant to everyone who is listening to this, which is the ideas. You know, one of my biggest problems is I've got way too many ideas. I've had every single idea for every single possible business there could be. And it's so difficult sometimes to organize all those ideas in my head, and it can be overwhelming. And I know that that's something that most entrepreneurs will struggle with, because we're creative and there's so many potential opportunities and there's so many things we could be doing. And that's kind of really overwhelming. And it is something that when I speak to my clients, that's one of the things they're really struggling with. And what I like to do is help them put everything in order and put together a strategy and a bit of a plan. And so that's what I did myself this morning, because I've got quite a few ideas. I've got quite a few projects I want to do this year. As well as my one-to-one consulting, I'm going to be launching an eco sunglasses brand called Sunday. I've always wanted to have my own brand, and I love colourful sunglasses, and I want to do something that is making a positive impact in the world. I'm also launching Growth Collab, which is a kind of network or membership or group bringing female service-based entrepreneurs together. And I want to do my daily podcast, and I also want to continue with the one-to-one work that I'm doing with clients, but I'm going to be focusing on fewer clients and a more involved offering. And so I've got all these ideas in my head, brimming away, and it was all getting a bit jumbled and confused. So I just wanted to talk to you about something that I think really helps. So have a think about, you know, three or four things that you want to do this year in 2021. Set yourself some SMART goals. I'm going to be talking more about SMART goals on other podcasts, but put yourself a goal for the end of the year. You know, what do you want to achieve by the end of the year or by a particular time? And then get a piece of A4 paper, and for each one of those little projects or ideas that you've got, just literally do a brain dump, put down everything on the piece of paper, all your thoughts, people that you know that you want to be that you want to get involved with it, or people that you need, or resources that you need, or things that you need to sort out, tasks that need to be done, ideas or insights or anything. Literally just chuck it all on a piece of paper, and then from that you can write a list of all the different things that come up from this kind of brain dump and put it into some kind of order. So what I've done for each of my little projects is I put all of the tasks or all my ideas or my thoughts down, and then I've put a date that I want to basically start thinking about that or get that done by, so that I've got some kind of order of like how I go about achieving that goal. So this is very top level. I obviously am going to go into much more detail about each of the tasks or each of the thoughts or each of the ideas, and I'm going to put some proper dates and some timelines, but this is literally just get those ideas out of your head, chuck it on a piece of paper, write a list, put them in some kind of order so that you can see what comes first. Like, for example, with my sunglasses brand, I need to do the mission, vision and values and the purpose of the business and the branding before I can go out and speak to ambassadors and partners and advisors and other people, because I want people to know that I'm serious and that I've got a bit of a plan. And then I suppose what you can do when you have a chance is to take all of that brain dump and take that list of tasks or list of insights or whatever it is and put it into something like Trello, so that for each one of your projects, you have got a list of everything that needs to be done, who you need help from. And you know, this is just very top level. This is not kind of organized strategy and planning, but it's just getting everything out of your head into one place on a piece of paper. And then I've just got those pieces of paper up on my wall. And then I can come back to those when I get a chance and I can think about each one of those points and what needs to be done and who I need help with and what it's going to cost me and all those other things. So my thought today is, if you've got loads of ideas in your head and you're overwhelmed by all the stuff you've got to do, think about the three or four big projects that you want to do. Think about what the outcome or the goal is, when that needs to happen and what that looks like in terms of numbers or whatever the outcome is. And then just literally start dumping stuff onto a piece of paper, and then you can keep adding to that. And from that brain dump, you can create a list of things that need to be done and who you need help for. And I hope that's helpful, because I've done it today and I feel a lot better, and I look forward to catching up tomorrow.